This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
As you get to a certain point on the board, you're going, all right, how does this guy help? If there was a guy when we picked at the first round that we're like, yes, this guy's dynamic, he's going to fit here, we would have turned it in. In the second round, we would have done it. We went up and got TJ. Like, we weren't dodging receiver. We were going in, hey, we had the guy stacked where it was. I didn't think it was the deepest class. I'll say that. But, yeah, if it would have worked out, I would have gladly done it. But I'm trying to make sure we got the best team, not the best receiving core.
Well, that sounds more from this morning with Brandon Bean like you're used to. If there was a guy, we would draft him. The problem is you're choosing. You're drafting someone else, right? Like, I don't know. I think what we got earlier in the conversation was just not the priority you guys have been, quote, bitching about it being for years. And then it sort of, you know, toned down. Well, I mean, we would have. Nah, I don't know. I think you're saying both things at once now. You're trying to build the best team, which is completely defensible. You thought defense was a much bigger need. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people would say the same. I think most people would say the same. Leave it at that. You were going to draft Luther Burden if you had pick 56 or whatever pick you would have needed to have him. He went early. Pick someone else for this. You were going to do that. Actually, if the guy was there, I don't believe you. I don't believe you. I think for years it's been like this, and it was predicted to be like this, and it was like this.
Yeah.
Which was they were going to draft defense, just defend it.
Yeah, I think it's pretty easily defensible.
Me too.
You know, that doesn't mean that we have to agree with it, but they did it, and so, you know, here we are. I wonder if all of this is just, you know, there's probably a sense, I shouldn't phrase it that way. It would make sense to me if both guys, McDermott and Bean, are starting to feel like, you know, they know what the real world is here. Like, guys don't have these jobs for life. And they have been close, and they have been hitting their head on basically the same ceiling time over time over time. And yes, you can support, keep knocking on the door, doing things right, building your team. One of these years, it'll fall right. Okay, like, I'm here for that, and I largely believe that. I don't think they can't win with these people in charge. Like, they're not forbidden from winning with these people in charge. And look, they've been close without prioritizing receiver. All I'm saying is maybe consider prioritizing it a little bit more. you might get a different result, you know? I know the knee-jerk after the Super Bowl, the Bills lose to the Chiefs again by 3, in a playoff game, and it's, I got to stop them. 9 yards a game the year, 9 yards a play the year before. This year, 30 points. The Chiefs never scored 30 points. I got to fix my defense, and then the Eagles go out and just strangle the life out of the Chiefs 2 weeks later, like, all right, it can be done. I have to do that. Yeah, or you could just try to find your way to 4 more points some way, somehow, and not have your season end 2 years in a row with your offense having a chance to make the winning play and failing. Like, that's there too. So, you know, I think to have the whole idea of getting stronger on that side invalidated and reduced to, oh, it's not fantasy football, there's only one ball and all. I don't know, man. It's just that I don't agree with it. I really don't think it's right. I just think it's a bad take.
Let's go to your calls. 803-0550. John is next. Hi, John. First.
Hey, guys. So the wide receiver debate that was, you know, talked about this morning aside, I just think the way that Brandon Bean acted earlier was uncalled for. And, you know, the comments were kind of unbecoming of an NFL GM. You know, he sounded like Bob and Sheik Dawaga than an NFL GM. And the people who are currently cheering on Bean for his comments are probably some of the same people who were cheering on Ken Dorsey when he went crazy in the coach's box.
I thought of that.
And, you know, kind of years later, we kind of all right, that was a major red flag. You know, I know Bean wouldn't talk to Pat McAfee like that, and I know that Jeremy and Joe wouldn't talk that way to Bean. But Bean thinks it's okay to treat others like that. So, you know, after that whole thing, I kind of just came away from it being like, well, maybe Bean's a jerk. You know, that's kind of what I came away with.
I would not say that. I don't know him very well, but he snapped. Because these guys always make their best effort to not, like, be raw in those moments. And he was raw. And you don't have to think that that's bad. Two people who are very close can get after each other like that, and it sounds way worse. But, you know, in this kind of setting, this is why it's such a big story, is that it was unusual. I also thought of Dorsey, because I'm getting some of the same preface. I think I had a moment last week when I said this, and I think today is maybe proof of it. Today is the most sort of go Bills day of the year, where we run up against the fans that we, in a way that we don't during the season. When they win, everybody is impressed and happy. When they lose, everybody is down and critical. The draft is when, like, I think I speak for everybody here, you do your best job to try to predict it and analyze it honestly, and a whole bunch of casuals come out, which is great. I mean, it's great for the radio station. Whole bunch of casuals come out and tell you, you know, just like, how do you even know yet? If you guys are so smart, why don't you work in the league? It's the same things every year. And it's really only, like, right now when that sort of peaks. Yeah. And then we'll get into the season and it'll not sound like that. And, you know, it'll again be sort of like everybody's kind of on the same page. Not always, but the day after the draft, you with Watkins, you know, like, just, I hate this trade. And the same 10,000 people, if I don't flatter ourselves, who are like, why don't you work in the league then, are out there today saying the same thing.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it is a day. I mean, and look, this, I don't know how inside baseball I need to get here, but like, I think we all understand doing this job. There are going to be people out there that think we know it all. Like, I think some people in the audience think that we handle ourselves in such a way that, like, we're, you know, we know everything. And, like, I definitely do not think that. I definitely think most of the people I know in this business don't think that. But when you have a day like today, you get that portion of the fan base is like they're on Bean side. Oh, you know,
of course,
you shut up the radio guy, the loudmouth radio guy who's always right or whatever. However, that person who doesn't really, you know, listens to the station but doesn't like us or one of us or whatever, like, Bean did a thing today because he punched that guy right in the mouth. Like, okay, I mean, good for you. I'm fine with that. I don't mind that you feel that way about me or us or my friends. Doesn't bother me. It's just the way it goes. But it's so funny how those camps just line up, because, of course, yeah, today is a day. And I totally get it. I'm even to an extent susceptible of it. You wouldn't believe some of the criticism I get for liking stuff they do too much. But, like, I'm over here going, I kind of like the first four picks. I kind of like what they did there. I'm happy. I didn't get what I wanted, but I get what they were doing here. But it's always so, you know, you're over here, and no, you're over here. And, like, I don't know, it never really works that way.
It's protecting the shield, right? It's protecting your team, because there are fans who think, like, that we could disrupt it. And I don't know. I hardly ever think that. I think there's almost never proof of that. But any sort of anxiety that the radio station or the media has any role in, you know, what are fans going to do? 9 out of 10 fans are going to be like, shut up. Leave him alone. Not all. Maybe it's too high a number. Poor Cheektowaga. It's always Cheektowaga, by the way. You know, why can't it be Grand Island once in a while where it's like the anonymous guy who calls in and, you know, gets hot? Let's go to Chris next. Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys. Hey, I was watching the draft, and I'm thinking, all the wide receivers that were taken in the draft early, I believe, or close to all of them, were Keon Coleman, 6'3", 6'4", 6'5", high vertical leap, great ball control skills, and about the same speed. So we already got one of those.
This year? You mean this year?
Yeah, we already have him on the team here. He's already got a year under his belt.
Okay. Thanks, Chris. I mean, Coleman being here and their first pick last year are reasons or are one reason to think that this was not going to be any different this year, right? I mean, it's not surprising at all that the Bills did not pick a wide receiver on the first 2 days. They did pick one at the end of day three. It's not surprising at all. So, different reasons for that. There was not a faller. I couldn't at 30 sit there on ship chasing and be like, right. They have to draft Ibuka. They couldn't draft Ibuka. They couldn't draft Golden. They couldn't draft McMillan. And Burden was more controversial in that spot. By the time they made the trade for 41, he was gone anyway. He went, 39 or something like that. Here's Madeline next. Hi, Madeline.
Hey, guys. I listen to the morning show every morning. And so I feel like a lot of the people, like you kind of said earlier, who are kind of on Bean's side are people who don't listen to their show like him. Because if you did, you would know that, I mean, those two guys were talking about defensive players in the first couple rounds for the past month. Even this morning, they were going over like, oh, all these picks were great. And of course, we're going to always talk about wide receivers because obviously our core is not ideal for what you want to get to the Super Bowl. And again, like, I think the hypocrisy of him even saying like, yeah, I haven't listened to the show. And then, you know, I don't want to necessarily prioritize a wide receiver, but then I'm going to work out Elijah Moore. And then I'm going to insult these guys by saying, oh, it's fantasy football and all this stuff. I think it's really frustrating as a fan because you're in this loop. I mean, we just did it again where we lost to the Chiefs again. And that game was a real culmination of all of the personnel mistakes that I think have happened. I mean, you have no separators up to that point in that game that could catch the ball from Allen. And so I think it's frustrating for sure as people who are super in-depth into the radio and really are interested in all the aspects and everything to kind of hear your GM say things like that. So,
well said. I mean, an executive or a coach or a star player telling the media that they don't pay attention to the media is like – as old as time. That's what they say. Many times it's going to be true. Many times it's just a lie. What the Bills have, what they do or can do, is they have people who will somebody doing their job in PR. If it somehow Brandon Bean didn't know if they thought there was an agenda or something, but you know agreed to do the interview, the person in that job would every time if they were good at it tell Bean or whoever, listen, this is what. Just so you know, like this is what happens in there. This is what these guys think, right? They would have somebody, and that's essentially the same thing. So I don't listen to you guys. Allen just never listens to anything, but he knows. Remember the year they played the Dolphins, and somebody on the Dolphins said something, and he scored a touchdown, and he did a pose to make fun of it. But then he's always saying, "Well, I didn't know about it.
Right?
I don't know who we're playing next week." You know, like these guys try really hard to give off the idea that they're oblivious to any sort of possibility of criticism or anything like that. It's not usually true. And even if they didn't, somebody in the organization where they have, you know, somebody for everything is going to brief them. That's just like how that would work. 803-0550, Sal at 4, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.